This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The founder of Focus on the Family has died. James Dobson moved the politically influential conservative ministry to Colorado Springs in 1991. He led efforts against gay rights and abortion and advocated for a more active role for Christianity in family and public life. Dobson left the group in 2010 to lead the James Dobson Institute, also in Colorado Springs. The Institute announced his death today, but did not give a cause. He was 89. The state health department has started sending reminder texts and emails about routine vaccines to parents and guardians. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Those messages urge families to get their children vaccinated for school. They'll go to families of more than 470,000 children ages 7 through 18 years whose records in a state database show their child or children may be due for routine vaccines, including those required for K-12 schools. Meantime, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends all young children ages 6 months to 23 months get vaccinated against COVID-19, along with older children at high risk. Doctors say the risk of hospitalization for young children and those with serious conditions remains pretty high. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis and Denver's city attorney are defending state and local laws that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. A letter from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi demanded that Denver and Colorado repeal laws meant to limit local law enforcement's interactions with federal immigration authorities. Polis asked for Colorado to be removed from a list of so-called sanctuary cities. He says the state does not fit the description. Temperatures hit record highs across the state this week. Parts of the western slope have hit triple digits. Much of the state starts cooling down tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.